We are continuing our shiurim on the Sidur Hashash. We are in one quarter of the way of the mitzvah of Magid. So in Sar Shalom we're in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bet, halfway down, right after Yachatz we have Magid. So we're going to do that quickly just to get the flow back into it, because I don't want to start in the middle of a mitzvah. It won't make much sense. So let's start reading the Rishash. The first thing the Rishash tells us in the mitzvah Magid is Magid Doraita V'Kos Sheni D'Rabbanan. And I explained to you last time, Magid D'Rabbanan, Doraita is not telling us Halachot over here, because we know that there's a mitzvah Midah Torah, and we know the Kos D'Rabbanan, but rather he's telling us that there's a difference between Zuna Gedolim and Zuna Katanim. Doraita has to do Zun, you're affecting the parts of Zuna Gedolim, and when you're doing the Kosot, you're affecting the parts of Zuna Katanim. The next thing he says, Zali de likicha the kos, ve'amira the brachot ve'agada, nichnasim kav yam kav small. So again, let's take our chart over here. On the left hand side, that is ima, that is the kosot, that is, so we look on the left hand side of that chart, of the left chart, and there we have the baga, bina, and gvura, and hod. So that is what we're bringing over here when we're raising up the kos. As soon as you're raising up the kos, don't think you're not doing anything, but rather you mamshich the ol panimi. The ol panimi is coming in by the fact that you're taking the kos and the bracha and the agadah all at the same time. You're going to be affecting the kav small. And he says, "Vishkol lekicha the kol she'al di she'al yado mamshich the or penim shel amoch bina ve'al yamir hazeh borachot ve'agadam she'amot the or makiv shel amoch bina." Omnam kivan shem kiddush etam nusam mochim ben Yisrael saba ben tvuna lechen atak shemachavim kvar nechnat sing amochim elu mechavim gam et amochim di Yisrael saba ve'afilu she'anu askim ata bekosot. So he's just mentioning over here the Tiva Rashash, that even though by Kedushat HaYom already the Gadlut Rishon came in, and Gadlut Rishon represents Yisra Saba and Tfunana, even Hagam, by Magid. And that is by Dafka, by Tfuna. But he says, nevertheless, you still have to Machavim. Even though Rashash doesn't say you have to bring in Yisra Saba, you have to bring in the Gadol Rishon Yisra Saba as well, because that's all that's all what you're doing over here is really Be'etzim Gadol Rishon. That's Kedusha. That's the first thing that comes in. Now let's continue. And he says, "V'tchila yichavin." So before all that, "tchila." This is the Gadol Rishon we were just talking about a minute ago. "V'tchila yichavin shekava haya b'kol kedusha d'ayom kav small baga dechabad chaged nahi." Those are the 10 sfirot or the 9 sfirot that already came in, which is nogia to this particular mitzvah. "The shlosha partzufe kachab dechamisha partzufe diyasut." So what are you doing? You're doing the left hand side, but again it's divided, subdivided by right and left side of the left side. So what you're doing, you bring kav small, which is the baga. That is what you're doing. So let's see the diagram over here. Now you're doing that via the makifim or panimi, and that's what the diagram is showing over here. So the first thing we have over here is the baga makifi mem. Remember, we're always working with the tselem, with the system of the tselem, sadi lamid mem. The mem represents the highest of the makifim. That's gadol rishon the yasut. Then you have two columns over here, Yasud, Yisra Saba is on right, Tfuna is on the left, as we said last time. And then you have the three rows. The first one is Bina, the second one is Gvura, and the Hod. How do I know that? Because you see the Nikud. Nikud is Seire, and then you have the Shva, and then the Chubuk, and you have the Chubuk underneath that, and that happens also for the Makif Lamed. Makif Lamed, which is just underneath the Makif Mem. And again, under you have those three sections, Bina, Gvura, and Hod. Divided to all right to the right and left, you see Susaba and Tfuna, same thing. And then you have obviously the Tzadi. This is going to go inside the Patsuf. Now, the way it's going to be shown over here is that you're going to have the Der Kol Tzame, as we know. So you're going to have the Orot, that's the Aleph, the Kol Tzame. Underneath that, you're going to have the mochim, also divided into four parts. Why four parts? Because the top two, it represents the mochim. And the next two underneath represents the levushim. You have to know there's a middle section between them. As we said last time, that's the tzlamim. So the mochim is described. The mochim are yukivavkes, they are havayas, which is sag, over here we're dealing with, because we're dealing with the left calf. And we're also doing the levushim, which is eke the yudim, which is kasa. Now, underneath that, you're going to find obviously the three kelim, because we have to bring them into the kelim. So we have the orod, mochim, tzlamim, the levushim, and then finally the kelim. And he said these are three kelim, shlosha kelim, the bina. Bina, why bina? Because we're dealing with the kav small again. The kachav, the bina, kenege the yasu, which is going to be yasu diza. Right? So whatever's coming in from yasu is going to go in a particular area in that, which this particular case is going to be the bina design. So the three kelim are the kelim pnimi, kelim sai, kelim chitza, going from top to bottom, and the names of the kelim we don't memorize because they're always different. This is depending on the sugya in shamem dalit and etzchaim shashmot. Okay, so as we go over further on, we'll find we're going to bring these into Zab der Dechia, as we explained last time. So we bring everything into the Chabad of Zab, and then when we're going to bring all that down, we're going to bring the Gvul and the Gvul and the Hod down from there into the Gvul, and then finally we're going to bring the Hod, which is in the Gvul, we're going to bring it down into the heart. So let's read that inside. Shlosha kelim, the bina, the kachav, the bina, the zah. Those are three kelim. And then lehash yesham mochim de naranchi, the bina. Veledach the mochim de naranchi, the gvura, the heart. So you have everything in the bina. You're going to bring then the gvura and the heart into the gvura. And then you're going to finally bring, the heart into the heart. Those are all the dechias over there. Now, the last stage in this, when you bring in the Gadol Rishon, is you can bring in Tanukva. So let's read that inside quickly. Ve'ata yichav l'hamshech ha'nukva nefashot, or misbar, or malchul, v'tmut, which represents orot mochim kelim tzlamim. Libaga dekachav debina deyakov rachel. Why dafka bina? Because again, we're dealing with the left-hand side. Also working, says the mefarshim b'der dechia, even though it's not shown over here, there's the chia, but you have to know it's there. Okay, so that's what we did last week. That's what we ended up doing last week. Now we're doing something new. We're going to be working now with Katnud Rishon over here. Katnud Rishon, which always is a step lower than Gadol Rishon, because we always bring the Shefa, the stronger Shefa first, and then we're going to bring the lesser Shefa. Why is that? Because of the Pachad HaChitzonim that come over every single time in this particular year. That's a revolving cycle. Yeah, it says in Rashi, Shechaven, Ki, Kava Haya Lidea Karpas. We already brought this, by the way, you're going to ask me, we already brought the Katnud Rishon, it's about the Karpas. So he answers it. Echave ki kava yad ide kapas ha'aratz kav smol de katnut rishon de tvuna. Vata yichave lamshich etz atzmut kav smol. So even though we brought the kapas, you might say, we did that already. That was on our chart, numbers 9, 10, 11. But the answer is, that's only a ha'ara. Mashigan, here we're enforcing bringing much more shefa because of the whole problem of the chitzonet, so bring much more shefa now into that katnus rishon. And then he says that was all what we're bringing in. Now we're talking specifically now about the levushim. We're bringing baga, the kach v'chag anahid, was the teisha sfirot, the shnei patzufim chag v'nahid, why chag anahid? Because we're doing katnut, the chamisha patzufim, this is all b'ovir, chamisha patzufim d'tfuna, now this is the tzlamim of the kol tzame, slamim baga, the mochim, the pnimi, the tzadi, or makifim, the lamed mem, the shnei tzalme nar, the naranchi, the neshama, the ben. So, okay, that's all we are. We have the mochim coming in. The ora, the mochim, the levushim, the tzlamim over here. It's actually tzlamim mochim, but the way he brings it over to the levushim and tzlamim, all going into this area. So let's see the diagram now. The diagram is right over here on page Yudalit Amud Aleph. So Yudalit Amud Aleph. Okay, so what we're seeing over here is we have the Mem, the exact same thing we saw by the Gatot Rishon is being repeated now in the Katnot Rishon. So we're gonna have the Makif Mem, the Katnot Rishon, the Tfuna. Already again, so you find three levels over here, which is the Bina and the Gvura and the Hon. I explained to you how I know that because of the Kut. We'll have that for the Mem, and we'll have that for the Tzadi. Now I just want to read you out a little bit of the Shefa Rishash here. Those who have this particular Girsa, it's in Chafav. No, actually, we actually did that because I was just talking about the Chiyas of the Nukva. So now we did the Mem, we did the Lamed, we're going to do another Tzadi, which also is going to go into Pnimius of the Palace. So it says, Baga, the Tzadi, Katan Rishon, the Tvuna. We see the Mochim over here, which is Aleph, Mem, K, Yud, Mem, which is Elohim, those the Mochim. It's spelled with Ahahin, with the two Hays. And then you have the Tzlamim, which is underneath the Tzlamim, or the Levushim. These are not Kalim. And where is it going to go to? He says, Libaga de Shnei Patsuf Nai de Chaga de Bina. It's going to go into the Bina de Zam. Those are the three Kalim. Kali Panimi Emtzai Chitzom. Lahashi, it's going to go with Be'er Dechia. So everything, the Baga goes into the Bina. Then we're going to release the Gvura and the Hod into the Gvura. And then we're going to release the Hod from the Gvura into the Hod. Yeah. Astel Dechia. And then finally, we're going to find the same system going into Nukva. Lehamshich. A Malchut Vadmud Vamitzvah Vashemod Vinefoshon Nanachi Naranchi Libag Adeshne Patuf Na. Nahi v'chaget debina de Yaakov v'rachel, which is representing Nukva. Again, you bring the tzadi, the lamed, and the men all b'der v'chia. Okay, very good. So that we did the gadol rishon, we did the katnut rishon. Now we're going upstage to katnut sheni. Going up now. So let's read this. Ata. This is talking about katnut sheni. So in the Sar Shalom. And let's try to find in the Sar Shalom. Ata yicham lehamshich nefashot, that is nukva yicham kvar hayadei kafas. We did that as well. Ata likichat hakos, ata likichat hakos. Two different gears. Yeah. Okay. So here, in the Sar Shalom, it's going to be on page Tetvav Amud Bet, at the top of the page. Let's read together. Sar Shalom Tetvav Amud Bet. Those who have the Tiva Kavanot is going to be on page Shin Nun Bet in this particular edition. There's various editions, so I'm not sure what it is in the other editions. Now, he says, again, so whilst we haven't drank the kos at all, this is just preliminary stages by taking the kos. Now, we have to know that the kichat kos gematcha Elokim shechilufo em gal. Excuse me. Then if you take the chiluf of Elohim, the kichat kol is gematra of Elohim, and the chiluf is em gal, we're going to find two different ramazim to this. Excuse me. And the next ram is talking about the yayin. So the first is the kichat kol. Second is the yayin shebetocho mitzvah ayin sheim chamisha atzbaod. We saw this earlier on. Shenechaz de anechaz mikosik matchia. Im ha-koler, kemispa emgal im ha-koler. So there we go. We have two different chamazim, one for the kos and one for the yayin. So before we move on, I just want to read over here. The tiva akavan explains very nicely as well. So it says, kol ha-mochim l'nshachim ad at akavan nichnasim lifnei kos sheni. All the mochim so far have come before the kos sheni. Sha'arei gadol rishon kvar nichnas v'kedushat yom, because the gadol rishon came out nothing of you, just the fact that the Kedusha Yom came. The Katnut Rishon Kvar Nichnas Ha'ara Mipnei Mimenu Be'akapas Ve'ata Nichnas Atzmuto Ve'ata Alidei Likos Hasheni Mamshich Et Ed Katnut Hasheni Ve'gadlu Sheni Shel Mor HaBina HaKatnut Sheni Nichnas Alidei Achizat HaKos. So by the fact you take the course, you bring the Katnut Sheni.
Ba'kavana bo hi shakosi begematcha elokim. You take the kos itself. That's kaf, vav, and samach. That's 86 altogether. Excuse me. That's elokim. Vechiluf shel elokim hu shem akadat. With a mem at the end. I'm not pronouncing it properly, but if you take the next letter forward, Aleph is no next forward because it's Aleph is Aleph, and then you take the Lamed of Elohim, sorry, then the previous letter. So the Lamed of Elohim would be the Chav, the He would be the Dalet, the Yud would be the Tet, and then the Mem is the final. You don't take any for that, it's just Mem. So the first two letters is M, and the Chiluv of that, the Shem Akad Ad He, Hazem Michalakim Oto Leshnei Chalakim, M, Gal, Gal. שאותיות הם הם אותיות שלא נחלפו משם אלוקים וגל הם אותיות כדת שנחלפו משם אלוקים בשם שלהם גל. So if you take the middle letter of akadat, that spells, that's kaf, dalet, and tav. How much does that spell? That's 33 is the gematria of gal. Okay, so again, the first two letters of Akadat is Aleph and Mem. That's M. And the middle letters of Chaf, Dalet, and Tet spell is Gematria of 33, which is Gal. That's what we're talking about. M, Gal. That's the Gematria of Kos. Now, that's one remez to M, Gal. The Kichas of Kot. Now, another remez to M, Gal, which is the name of Elohim, Bichiluf, is the Yain itself. Now, how does that? עוד משהו מהעקדה ביין שמתוך הכוס, שהיין הוא לגמטריה מספר עין. גמטריה of יין is יוד יוד נון, which is 70. ובצירוף החמישה הצבעות הנחזים בכוס, you take the five hands which are holding the כוס, five fingers, sorry, not hands, או למספר עין ה, so you have עין ה, 75 altogether. Now, שהוא מספר שם עקדת, עם הכולל, so the akadat is actually 75 with a kolel, 74 plus 1. So those are the two remazim to akadat or emgam. Now he says as follows: Yechavin. Now we are bringing in this the shem of the, by the way, this is the emgal is the mochim, and also is represented by the tzlamim. Okay, so therefore we brought the mochim in. Now, what do we have to bring in according to the levels of Kol Tzam, according to the rule of Kol Tzam? We have to bring the levushim. So it says the next line in the Rashash is talking about the levushim. Chav lehamshi rabaga, the shnei patzuf nai v'chaga the katzul sheni the chamisha patzufim akolim the ima ila. This is talking about the levushim. When you bring in the two patzufim of nai and chaga, why nai chaga? Because katnut, because it's katnut. That's nai and chaga. Are the five patsufim, that's always the rule, we're always dealing with the five patsufim be'ovi. I call him the imayla. Why imayla? Because we're dealing with yayin. Yayin is has to do with the left chart, which has to do with ima. Next line. Ima mochim penimim de tzadi umakivim de lamed mem. This is talking about the tzlamim now. Next line in the Kol Tzamim. The bagad shnei tzlamim nefesh ruach, which is keneged naiv chagat, which is the katnus sheni. We're talking about the chaya, the ben, because we're talking about the chaya. So he says over here in the tibur kavanot the chaya mitoch shnei chitzonim shekatnut mitoch levush ima ilah nimshachim tzlamim tzad ima ilah. Amochim apnimim utzad tzelim, amochim akifim lamed ben tzelim. Memu makiv el yom nivkach ba de ima velamed hu makiv sheni shu mechaga de ima vekos sheni hu mekav small baga hu moch bina mitzvash baga vza b'shnei tzalmi nefesh hu ar shu hav tzlamim achitzonim katnu de ibo v'inika shem nefesh hu ar shnei patzuf hu nefesh hu ar v'am toch chamisha patzuf nenaran chid chaya v'toch ram shniim achitzonim hem katnu de ben shu kav small the parts of Eva. Okay, so that we know already. Okay, now the next line in the Rashash is talking about the actual mochim, which we already brought two ramazim, but now he's going to say mafosh what they are, what the mochim are. Ima mochim de katn de bina de katn sheni. Here we go. The mochim. See that as a key word. two times emgam, the mochel levushim dikadut sheni. And then finally, the last line, the kol zirichav em belikicha, the kol bo openimi, v'aldibo v'agada v'abracha bo makiv. This is the punchline. So we're bringing two things. Remember, we bring the tzelem. The tzelem is the openimi, the tzadi tzelem, and the lamed mem is talking about makiv. So why the likicha the kol? You bring the openimi. Alide the agada and the bracha. You bring the o makiv. That's the entire tzelem. Now let's look at the diagram now. The diagram you see is very, very similar to the other one. It's actually identical except for the mochin change. So again, we have the four rows, the three levels over here, three rows, which is indicative of Bina, Gvura, and Hod. And there we're going to have that for the Mem and the Tzadi. Then we're going to have the Baga of the Tzadi, the Katan Shein, the Ima. And underneath the mochin of the Emgal, we have it twice. Why? Because one's for the Mogin, one's for the Tzlamim. One's for the Mogin, one's for the Tzlamim. Now, I just want to check something over here. Now, there's a bit of a mistake over here. Because over here it says Emgal Mogin, and underneath Emgal Tzadivav and Chaf, if you notice that. That's what it says in Tzar Shalom. Now, we have to be very careful because what does that mean? Tzadi Vav and Kaf. So it means what it means is it's Slamim v'Kelim. Now we know that Kelim don't have. There's no Shem of Kelim for Emgal. So I put that in brackets, Betsim. So what I'm doing, the way I'm learning is that the Mochim is Emgal, the Tzlamim is Emgal, the Levushim also would probably, we're not for sure because as the Rashash doesn't say, would be Emgal, but the Kedim, that's underneath. The Kedim are the Aleph, Hay, and all that, you see over underneath, the Gimel Kedim. See that? The Kilim came, the Bina, the Vag, the Chochma, the Zah, see there, Kilim Pinimi, Kilim Tzai, Kilim Chitz, you don't see any Emgal there. That's why I said above, it's a mistake. So that Chaf of a Kilim doesn't make any sense. Okay, I haven't looked around, but I think that's posh, that's a mistake. Okay, so let's continue. Now, what we're going to do is B'der D'chi, obviously. Because you bring all this, you're bringing all this into the Bina. Bina Dizam. So you see that again into the Bina Dizam. So let's read over here. I'm just reading the Tiva Kavanot here, Tiva Rishash. Hamochim, this is in Ot Kuf Yudalet. Hamochim Nimshach L'Shlosh Lakim L'Bina D'Shesh Ketzavot. I'm going to read you actually the previous one. Kuf Yud Gimel. Em Gal Mochim. Em Gam Tzlamim V'Kelim. Mechavnim Shnei Pamim Shem Em Gal. Pam Chaz Shemot Mochim. Od Mechavnim Shemot Elu Vushi Mochim. Shem Nahi De'ima. O V'Katnut Mochim Levushim Hem Otam Shemot. So I think the way he's answering, I was saying it was a mistake and put into brackets. The way he's learning is that the Tzlamim or the Kelim, meaning like this, we know that the Levushim of Ima, which is the Naid Ima, are exactly that, Tzlamim are Tzlamim for Zah, but Klapi Ima the Kelim. Now I hate to say this because it sounds a bit complicated, but I don't know why the Rashash had to say it like this, but he's saying that the Kelim that's mentioned over here in the Rashash actually has to do with the Kelim Klapi Ima, not Klapi Zah. But I think my Teretz is actually better just to remove it. It's very complicated because you'll see the Kelim later on. So to say there's two types of Kelim doesn't make any sense. Okay, so let's move on. The Rashash is Shlosha Kelim Debina. The Shlosha Kelim Debina, the Shesh Ketzavot, which is the Vak. The Chochma is that. So the Mochim and Nimshachim, the Shlosha Kelim Debina, the Shesh Ketzavot. The Ainu, the Shnei Patsufim Chitzonim, Shem Nai Vechagat, Shem Patsufi Katnut. Now we're dealing with the parts of Revi, remember, because usually we work with the Bina the Za, which is part of Shlishi. Remember, Za has five parts of him. The Na is number one, Chag is number two, Bina is number three, Chochma is number four, and Ket is number five. So here we're dealing with parts of Revi Dizah, Shushar Lekatnut Sheini Vigadlo Sheini. That's why we're mentioning Chochmah. No, because I don't want you to get confused, because even though we've been saying till now we're dealing with the Baga, we're dealing with the left hand side, and he says, you see at the top of the picture, it says Baga Dizah, and this we're dealing with the Bina. So what is he, why is he referring over here to the Chochmah Dizah? Chochmah would be L'choh, do with Matzah, with Abba. Abba's on the right hand side, that's a Chochmah. Tell it is here, no, we're dealing about, we're dealing with the Bina, we're dealing with the Ima as well. So why is we referring to the Chokhmah? Because since we're dealing with the, with Sheni now, the Mitkat of Sheni and Gadol Sheni, we're dealing with Chokhmah now. That's part of Sheni. Okay, that's part of the Chokhmah design. Okay, so now we brought all that into the Bina, we brought the Baga into the Bina design. Now we're going to have to push it down, because we can't have Bina, Gvura, and Hod all in the Bina. So obviously the Gvura and the Hod have to go down into the Gvura and to the Hod. So that's called the Dechir, as we know. So we have all the picture over here, the Neranchi, the Mochim, the Tzlamim, and then the Kelim. They're going to go into the Kelim, which Kelim? These are the Gvura, the Kelim. And then finally you're going to bring all that into the Hod of the Kelim. Okay, so Adkan. So far we've done the Gadol Rishon, the Katnut Rishon, we went down a stage, and then we went up a stage to Katnut Sheni, and finally, this is the last one of this Magid. And what is that? That's the top. That's the top in our picture over here. It's number 4, and we have multiple numbers here, 4, 57, 18, 20. That's the top row in our left chart of Ima. We're going to bring that right now. Actually, we're going to bring that Dafka 19 and 20 over here, because we're dealing with Kol Sheni. So here we go. We're going to do Gadlu Sheni. So it starts off Gam Yichav Elam Shechav Baga De Shlosh Shepatzuf Kachav De Chamisha Patzuf and Kol Yid De Ima Elam. Very similar to what we've done so far. So that's going to be on page Yud Tet Zayin Amud Bet. Tet Zayin Amud Bet, where you see the writing in the middle of the page. Gam Yichav Elam Shechav Baga De Baga the Shlosh Patsuf Kachav. Again, we're doing Be'ovid. The Chamish Patsuf and Makolin in the Ima Ilah. Ima Mochim the Pinim in the Tzadi. Umakif the Lamed Men. The Baga the Shlosh Tzalmin Nachi. The Neranchi. The Chaya. The Ben. The Ben. Because we're doing with the extreme left. Ima Mochim. Again, the Mochim. Mochim the Binah. The Gadlu Sheni. Shem Shnei Shnevot. Sag Vikasa. Here. These are different Shemot because we dealt with. We dealt with the Mochim of Emgal. Now we're dealing with Mochim of Sag Vikasa. Ali de Likhot Openimi the Ali Dizbu Vagadabha Bachot O Matil identical to what we saw earlier on. Okay, so now we're going to see the diagram. Very simple. All the diagrams look identical over here. Again, the Mem coming in, the Lamed coming in, the Tzadi coming in. We are on page Tet Yud Zayin now. On Yud Zayin, on the right hand side of the page, if you see the Tzadi coming in, see the three. We have three different rows over here. Three different Ekes v'Havayas, Ek v'Havaya. That's Bina. That's the top one. First two. The middle two is the Gvura, and the last two is going to be the Hod. How do I know that? Again, from the Nikud. To look at the Nikud. What is that? That's the Neranchi. That's the Aleph of the Kol Tzamei. Underneath that, right underneath, very small, you see over here, you see the Sag? Next to the, on the left hand side of that, it says Mochim. Underneath that, you see Aleph Ke Yudke, that's the Eke. Okay, that's the Tzlamim. And then underneath that, at the bottom of that page, on the right hand side, those are the three Kelim, which is going in to Kelim Pnimi, Kelim Tzai. And you see that? Now on the other side of the page, Yud Zayin, we brought all the Baga in, but we all brought that into the Bina. And we're going to have to push that down from the Bina into the Gvura and into the Zah. So you can imagine we're pushing this down from top to body into Zah, make sure that Zah gets the entire Baga. So that's when we see the Dechia, Lidachot, Amochim, the Gvura, Vohod. And there's the Mochim of the Kasa, of the Saga and the Kasa coming in.
of the Dechia, first into the Bina, then into the Hod, and then finally into the Guba, and then finally into the Hod. Then the last piece in this particular mitzvah, we're going to bring it into Nukva now, Baruch Hashem.
That's the last part now over here. That's going to be on page Yud Zayin Amud Bet, at the bottom of the page, to the right. Atan Yicham Lamshach LeNukva Malchut DeKelim DeDmut VeTzlamim or Mitzvah Shemot VeNefashot VeNaranchi. See that? The Katnut V'gadlut sheini legimul keli the bagad chokma the Yaakov Rachel. So every time you see the mention Yaakov Rachel,
you have to know that we're dealing with Nukva over here. That's the step. Okay, so we did it all together. That's gadlut sheini. That's the top, and that has to do with the katan sheini. It's the same thing, identical. And then we're finally, the last thing we're going to do over here, we're going to bring it there, the Chia. We bring everything into the, again, the Bina of Nukva, and then finally into the whole, the Gvod of Nukva, and then finally into the whole of Nukva. And therefore, we have done all of Magid, Baruch Hashem. All of Magid. Okay, that's the key to that is the Kol Sheni. Okay?
Beautiful. Okay, so we're done, and that is the mitzvah of Ruchza, the mitzvah of Magid. Okay, now we're going to do the mitzvah of Ruchza. We're going to wash our hands. Now this is a very small one, but we did something very similar beforehand. Remember, there's three netilas. One when we're doing the kapas. One we're washing before the meal. That's netila sheni. And then we're doing finally netila shlishi. What is that? That's mayim achronim. Mayim achronim. Okay? Even though there's 2 days in the Mechaba with Mayim Chorim Chova or Enu Chova, whether in Mechuiv or not, but it's in Sefer Me'arim very, in many different places, that Mayim Achronim Chova. And it has very distinct ramifications of the Kabbalah. Different reasons. Ruchza. Page Yud Chet.